This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nothing to me says romance like looking for condoms and Hennessy.
She's the crazy one of the season.
And the drunk.
He calls her Naggy.
His shirt's open like a Colombian drug lord.
He does not like pizza.
Can we talk about the big, wide open fish mouth?
He's like a walking success poster. Yeah.
Look at this. We've managed to hit the finale of The Bachelor in Paradise, and here we are on The Bachelor Podcast, our Bachelor Nation podcast, with two huge stars joining us. I'm Christine Leib, Katie Pilato, Ryan Jones. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
And Jared. Hi, Jared.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. And Matt back. Thank you for joining us again.
Yes, nice to be back. It was a long 2 weeks without you guys.
Yeah, we missed you. Uh-huh. Well, I was gone, and where were you?
I was around, but you were... On vacation?
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was in Alexandria, Virginia with my parents.
And now we're more important than ABC because ABC's recap show did not have either of these two fine gentlemen.
That's right.
Well, it makes sense for me not to be on there, but yeah, that's actually a great question. Why were you not there?
I don't know. But if I had a few people asking why, Ben wasn't there either. I think unless you were pretty exclusive with somebody or you were in a love triangle that kept up through the whole season, then you weren't invited back. I can't remember who else.
I mean,
there
I
were a couple
see
other
Blake,
guys, but
Blake and Fred not being there.
And no Tickle Monster.
Yeah. Well, let's recap. We had one engagement. We have one couple who's still together. One Canadian guy. Two couples.
Two.
One Canadian guy who really made a kind of a jerk of himself, who shall remain nameless, Daniel. And
I think he got a... I never met Daniel, but I think if he loosened up...
You didn't like him when he came in.
No, I just think if he loosened up his vest a little bit, the blood would circulate to his brain better, and then he could, when he talks...
Like he's going to pass out.
Yeah, and the pale thing.
Wait, you never met Daniel? You weren't there?
I actually wish I got to meet him, because they say he's cool.
Dude, he is so funny.
I'm just breaking his stones, because he was breaking mine.
Oh, he's screwed up.
Once I... left
big time.
But when I left, I'm giving my rose away, and I look off into the
you saw him
bleacher,
from far.
So to speak. Yeah, and there he was. We kind of overlapped for
that's
a second.
Right. Because you left and he came in, he gave the rose out, and he got to talk to like four girls. And that's when like people are like, is this guy a misogynist? Or
it's a good
one. Well, they found out from his Instagram, he just likes to deflower virgins, apparently. Millionaire matchmaker, Patty. She's like, I scoured your Instagram and you like to deflower virgins and brag about it.
What? Yes. Where did that come from?
Yeah, when he went on Patty's show with his best friend, Vinny. and they were showing how they're polar opposites. Vinny's like the mama's boy and, you know, trying to match him up. And then
Vinny's Daniel, totally a mama's boy. Yeah, and that's Daniel why he's so great.
Awesome. Yeah. I like Vinny a lot.
I wish he stuck around longer.
I know.
Same.
We're getting I'm sorry. We have to talk about, I think Dean completely ruined his chances for being the next Bachelor based on his behavior.
Yeah.
Poor Christina and D'Lo.
Yeah, well, my opinion, though, on Dean is that I don't think he was ready anyway, and I think he's fine with everybody realizing that he's not ready. Yeah, maybe he's sick of the F-boy thing. I think that's a little overdone, but I think this is what he meant by saying, I'm not ready to be the Bachelor.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also think, I kind of feel bad for Dean to a certain extent, because...
Oh, I do too.
Well, guys, here's the thing. Okay, because I met Dean for the first time last week, and he is super sweet, and he's really, really intelligent.
See?
He's a
told
very smart person. I swear to God, I was stunned because I thought, I was like, maybe he's not that smart, which is why he's making a lot of mistakes. But I think Dean was just, here's the thing I'll give Dean the most credit for. He was truly himself in Paradise. And for everything that this show gets flack for, I think one of the best things about it is, like, what I watch for is, like, authentic moments. And he was messing up a lot, but at least he was self-aware. And he's like, I keep screwing up, and I don't know what to do. But he kept being himself. He never faked it. Like, he could have just faked a relationship with Christina and gone through it and then break up with her afterwards. And he would have been a star and possibly the next Bachelor. But instead, he was like, I don't know. I'm confused. I like Christina, but I also am really attracted to D'Lo. And I think he was way too young to be the Bachelor anyway. And I'm saying that the most intriguing thing for me was the relationship between Dean, Christina, and D'Lo, because I felt like that was real. Even though Dean made a lot of mistakes, I was watching that and I was like, this feels authentic. This feels like a
couldn't
human
have
moment.
Said it better myself.
Well, and I
and
feel
I guess
like,
at least guys can't even wait for you to finish because they want to come.
No.
Seriously,
for
listen.
Your
he made mistakes. I'm not. I'm not defending Dean for his actions in Paradise. Not one bit. He made a lot of mistakes and he deserves every not
you
everything
you
coming
sorry
at him.
For him.
Because I felt sorry for him because I don't know. It was just I kind of felt bad for him a little bit when he was like, I keep screwing up and I don't know what to do. And I think
because my whole thing is like this will probably come off wrong, but he's 20. He turned 26 while we were in Switzerland. Maybe I don't give that age enough credit. Maybe you should be more mature at 26. Maybe I should have done smarter things and been more mature at 26. To your guys' credit, women, you're much more mature at 26 than we are. I don't think many 26-year-old guys
don't
would be doing much
now.
Different. No, but I don't think, I just don't know that too many 26-year-old guys would be doing too much different. He's learning about himself. He has a lot of options. Now, on the flip side of that, I think that Christina deserves a man, like a great man.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
100%.
I thought they looked good together at first and it was going well and they seemed like they were having a lot of fun. But, you know, Dean is just in a place and time in his life where he's trying new things and he's learning about himself and he's evolving a little
yet.
Bit. He's not there yet. Look, I think Christina on the other
the
end needs a man.
That's the thing. I would say that's the kicker right now is that, like, D-Lo was obviously like, well, you texted me an hour after the show and he's like, well, I. And then I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, Dean.
It
like,
probably
you gotta.
Would have been a closed book if it ended there. But
totally.
She had to throw after Paradise.
I know, she was...
She
had texted
that in her
me,
back
and then
oh, totally.
Christina was like, oh, well, we tried again after Paradise, and then it just opened the book.
And he did own it right away, though.
He said,
yes, my indecisiveness carried over past the end of Paradise, and yeah, he's a young kid, and...
No, I mean, it's messy. Yeah, he's screwing up, and he's making mistakes, but it is reality TV, so like Jared said, you're seeing the real
story. And I don't think anything
story,
was done, like he said, with malicious attempt. I think he was just, like, confused and didn't know what to do, and while his confusion, like, he probably made the wrong decision, I don't think he did it to intentionally hurt anybody. I mean, he was pretty open and honest throughout Paradise. You can't say that he lied to anybody. Like, he kept going to Christina and was like, I'm confused about how I feel towards you, and Christina kept saying, well, I want to be with you, and he's like, and I think I could potentially want to be with you too, but I just don't know right now. It's not like he was like, I only want to be with you, and like, I just want to pursue a relationship with you, and then he went into the pool and went with D'Lo.
It sounds like you're defending, like, because you also said about Daniel, you're like, I like the guys.
No,
and
Daniel, yet, see, here's the difference. Here's the difference between Daniel and Dean.
Sweet.
Exactly. Here's the difference between Daniel and Dean is that Daniel tried to cover it up on After Paradise.
Yeah.
And Dean was like, yeah, I messed up.
I have a question for you. Do you think, were there any similarities that you saw for the love triangle?
Absolutely not. I know exactly.
Dean, Christina, and D'Lo with you, Ashley, and Kayla.
No, okay, no. Here's the very, because I remember I got some tweets, and then the tweets stopped after Dean started getting a lot of bad stuff, which was, I was very grateful for that. The biggest difference is that last year, I was going there, and I met Kayla, and we went on a date, and it went really well, and then Ashley came in and was like, well, I still have feelings for Jared. And then that's where I was like, okay, I need, Ashley, you need to pursue somebody else. And I was trying to say that in the nicest way possible while also trying to show Kayla that, hey, I'm here for you. You're the only person I want to be here for. And so I think it's very different for Dean. While, like, you could say, oh, he had like two girls and it was like a love triangle, I think it was very different circumstances because Dean was very indecisive of who he wanted to be with, where I was like, I want to be with this one person. And I just had Ashley, who's, you met, who's wonderful and the yes. sweetest person ever, but also the most persistent. And, you know, she's just very, you know, if she wants something, she's going to do everything in her power to get it, mm-hmm. which is something I am very, you know, I respect a lot about her personality, but at the same time, when you're like the focal of it. And for me too, it's my own fault because I'm very, I have a very difficult time of being very direct. Like, I sugarcoat things a lot. That's a big, I have a big issue with that.
You guys have a lot of the similarities.
I would agree. I was watching Matt, and I'm like, I can very much relate to what he's going through right now because, you know, like, I always relate it. If I need to get from point A to point B, there are a lot of people that can get there in a straight line. Whereas me, I'm taking like every off-road possible to like, mm-hmm. just, you know,
least disruptive.
I want the best road possible to get there, where people are like, well, I need to get there. So I'm just saying what I feel. And if it's hurtful, it's hurtful, but it's the truth. Where I'm like, I'm going to be truthful, but I'm going to, you know, try to say it in the nicest way
then
possible.
Care about everyone.
What's your thoughts on the whole scallop fingers? You try not to be hurtful. I thought it was mean. A lot of people accused Jasmine and Wells and Alexis of bullying Kristen. It was very high school and stupid. It obviously hurt because she was still talking about it on the after show.
Yeah.
They brought it up again.
To Jared's point, though, you can actually sometimes just, you think you're being nice, but you're really tripping all over yourself. And I think that's what I did. And I own that fact. Like, if I look back, if I learn anything about this summer, about myself, it would be that from now on you need to be more direct and just lay it on the line. Because nobody can fault you if you put it in plain English, like, this is the way I feel. But if you kind of dance around it, and I knew a few days into that stint in Paradise that I was like, yeah, I don't know how this took off so fast, but, you know, it was a fun date. We laughed a lot, but, like, I really want to see what else is here. This is
Kristen or Jasmine?
No, I mean Jasmine. And then, when I went out with Kristen, she seemed pretty sweet. I mean, then I see all, you know, that hate towards her, and she didn't deserve that. But, you know, sometimes there's that mean girls thing. You guys know about that. I don't really.
Yeah, it was
guys
definitely
can be
a high
mean.
School.
Wells was one of the ones who was kept bringing it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He just likes to kind of like gas up the fire
also
a little
when
bit.
A guy,
that's
yeah.
the
that's
Wells. He was the Paradise narrator.
Yes, basically.
But when a guy does it, it's not a mean girl thing.
No, he was the least malicious with it, I thought, because, yeah. like Katie said, he was more just a narrator, and so he would, whether he was doing his puppet show or whatever, I thought he was coming from a very different place than the girls, who you could tell were firing it in a very different way.
Like that scene where Amanda like was literally laughing to her face, and she's like, what's going on? And they didn't tell her straight out, but I mean, it's different, I think, with the girls versus what Wells did.
Yeah, I think Wells was like sort of lightening it a little bit, and you could tell. I could see it. I don't know Wells that well, but I know by looking in his eyes, like when he's trying to explain it to her, he feels bad. You know, as far as what's going on, you could tell that it's kind of.
And I also think Wells thought that she was in on the joke, whereas
that's a whole different take.
I think Wells thought, because even when he was talking to her, he's like, "What are you talking about? You know about the scallop story?" And then she's like, "No, I don't." And he's like, oh, ish, am I the one that has to tell you this?
Yeah.
And then, because I think with the girls, they probably, you know, they were trying to be funny and blah, 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 but they obviously knew that she wasn't in on the stint, even though on last night's show, I remember they were talking about it, and I remember Jasmine and Alexis was like, you knew about it. So I don't know what the truth is.
But Kristen wanted to just be acquaintances with Jack Stone. It was like, line him up and knock him down, like the first three or four couples.
I feel bad for Jack Stone.
I have no idea.
I've never met this guy. You know
nice
him.
Guy, yeah.
He seems so nice, and this
good
poor
dude.
Guy.
He wanted to have babies like and get married.
And like, everybody's calling him a serial killer, and I'm like, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly,
he's
I remember
a little serial killer.
People are just jealous.
He is.
White teeth and a great smile.
He's got a little. He seems to have a little weirdness in him. But I honestly, when I watched him on your season, I was like, oh, this is going to be Daniel from last year. I was like, everybody thinks he's weird and he's way out there and he's going to come on Paradise and he's going to redeem himself and be like the real funny guy. Mm-hmm. And that just did not happen.
It didn't happen. But I can tell you that behind the scenes, I laughed with him more than I laughed maybe with anybody. He was a lot of fun. Because there was one point, I think, with just everything that happened, it was like we were, you know, later in the year, I think, in Mexico, so it was hotter there than any of us had anticipated. And we'd just been through a lot. And there was a point where we all kind of broke and we gave up on like, you know, a certain serious approach, and we just said, we're just going to have fun no matter what. And I remember there were times at the pool bar with Jack where he and Alexis were going back and forth, and just he's got a great sarcastic humor, like dry sense of humor, that maybe it just doesn't shine on camera, but like if you get to know him, he's got a perfect, like, you know, you don't even know when he's kidding, and then he looks up and he gives you that big
smile,
grin, and then you know that but you can't even tell when he's serious and when he's fooling around. But he's a lot of fun.
He thought he and Kristen were gonna leave together, start a relationship, and but Kristen just was not having that.
I don't want to give away. I think too, the editing sometimes he seems like he was maybe a little bit more
enthusiastic.
I think in talking to him, I think, you know, it might have drummed things up a little bit as far as how.
And I also think, my bad.
Yeah, but there's definitely a theme before we got to the actual couples, where it was just, okay, you guys, it's over.
Oh, totally.
You guys, it's over. Yep. You guys, it's over. And even when with Biggie, who he's thinking, okay, I'm not feeling anything here with Dom, but I'm feeling something with Jamie. So he says, see ya. And then he turns around and she says, see you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is anyone going home together?
It was weird to watch that, because it was like bump bump, like just like Survivor, just like kicking people off the island. I was like, all right, this is very romantic. I'm glad.
I feel like the past two other seasons, there were just so many couples that came out of Paradise and even ended in, you know, marriage and now kids. But this season just.
I think, I mean, obviously everything that happened had
you
a lot
gotta
to
remember
do with that.
It was half the time.
And I also think, like, when they got back, they were so focused on probably trying to make it more light.
Yeah.
Because of everything that was, it was so heavy, right? Everything that happened.
When
with
they rolled Corinne and out again with Mario, and it was like, at the screen, I'm saying, again with this? Really?
They both want it to be over and done with.
And they just keep bringing them back.
And asking the same questions. And
I know, and it just like last night, it just felt exhausted.
Yes.
I was like, holy moly. Yeah.
But they could have just had them maybe in the audience, front row, like sitting.
Yeah, like Wells, right?
Yeah, we're here, like everything's good.
We're fine, we're together.
You didn't have to put them in the hot seat again.
And yeah.
They want this to be over.
Yeah, it was overdone, definitely. Yeah.
And I know you guys are like Robbie, but he just—I don't know why—he rubs me the wrong way.
Well, Robbie, I think
all the time.
We think Dean's a good guy, but we also think
we know that
Dean is not ready to be in a relationship, mm-hmm. and so I think the same thing for Robbie. We're like, you know, Robbie's a fine dude, but yeah, I don't think he. Which is so interesting because he was second on JoJo's season, and I'm like, I just don't see that guy in a relationship.
Yeah, that's
I just
a good
don't
point.
Think he's ready. That's all. I think you know, this Bachelor world affects people in different ways, and there's nothing wrong with that, because we're all thrown into this weird world afterwards where we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even you know, meeting people and like taking pictures and doing media stuff, it's all just learning on the fly.
Your
basically.
Life is never the same.
Well,
right?
I mean, it's just for these 15 minutes or however long you can make it last. I mean, you're teaching yourself how to handle it. So I think Dean does pretty well. I think you could tell, or at least now that you know him, he is a bright guy. He's very intelligent.
I was shocked. Yeah. I'm not saying that he comes off TV as an idiot, because he doesn't.
He was really dumb.
No. But I just, like, I remember watching Paradise and thinking, like, oh, this guy, he just keeps messing up. Like, what is going on? Then I met Dean in real life, and he is very well-spoken, intelligent, smart guy. And I was like, why did you do this to yourself? And then I realized, I was like, that's just him. And I was like, that's kind of endearing. I was like, as much as you're messing up, like, he's not an asshole, though. He's not the guy who's like, I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, what, I can't be with two girls? He's like, yeah, I keep messing up, and I'm screwing up, and it's killing me, and yet I keep doing it.
Whereas
and
the twins came in with a complete 180 personality. They're like, woo, F off. Like, I'm like, what? What bizarre world did they just come in?
Were you there with Emily?
No, I didn't get to meet them.
Oh, God, the twins.
I've heard stories, but...
But are they, like, geniuses at reality and this plan? Or are they just out there whack nuts?
It does seem like we all kind of knew there were whispers about the twins are coming. And it's like, I mean, it's probably in bad taste, but, you know, to say this, but it is like, it is sort of the tornado that just, like, you know, spins right through Mexico and then leaves. And that's kind of what you see them do. They just come stir the pot, piss everybody off, screw things up, make it a little awkward for everyone there, and then they take off. I think they were there for a couple days. And that was it.
They came out and, first of all, apologized for everything that they did, because they know how bad that they looked
for their brand
on there. But they didn't know that they were coming in the actual last day of Paradise. Like, they thought they were still coming in the middle. There were going to be some options. And then they both wanted to come in for the least two available
guys.
Oh, yeah.
I think they knew how late they were coming in. I think they knew how late they were going in.
And that was late, too.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I mean, that was super late.
It ended up being the last day, and they were there.
I don't think
we talked last week, I think maybe 20 minutes.
Was that, maybe the shortest Bachelor appearance ever in any franchise.
It's up there.
Because even in the first day, you're there for, in the mansion, you're there for a few hours. I mean, they were there... Yeah, maybe. I mean,
but
from
when I mentioned twins, Jared, your face, you actually went from a smile to like stone face. Like, you could tell that was immediate reaction.
No, I. What's I love the twins. I do.
Well,
I do. I love the twins.
I think they anticipated on doing what they did, but whether they...
There's something going on with him that he's not telling us.
There's nothing going on.
You have a look on your face.
No. What were you going to say?
I think that they knew what they were doing, and they weren't expecting the sort of reaction, I think, from everyone else. I mean, A, I think they thought they were going to get a date, whether no matter who it was with. They were at least going to get a chance to show themselves and have a little time to shine. And then once Jack sort of threw a wrench in that, then it was like, well, we'll just speed this up, and F you, I'm leaving. And then they got home and it aired, and they saw the reaction. And then it was, how quickly can we walk this path?
Yeah.
And so then you find every way to say, yeah, I'm sorry. It was not how we wanted to represent ourselves. Because even Wells, when they were coming out, they're a national treasure. And they were the sort of the fun ants that you bring to your party. And they got there, and they were the really nasty ant.
Well, it doesn't help when you got pretty much turned down by everyone there that you asked out. So,
yeah, but everyone likes to see a perfect person actually not get their way, or what the perception is of a perfect person, whether it's a guy or a girl. And you're watching and you're saying, I know we're going to get a date. We're beautiful. We're this, we're that. And when they get denied, you say,
I think that was, I mean, I don't think it was a coincidence they were saying, like, I know I'm going to go on a date, and then they don't go on a date,
right,
you know?
Right.
I think, too, I think there was probably maybe some hesitation going, because they knew how late they were going into Paradise. And then furthermore, I think when you're like, okay, I'll go on the date, like, maybe I'm not that into Jack Stone, but, you know, whatever. And then he comes up to you and is like, well, I don't want to go on the date with you. I think your ego gets hurt a lot, and you're just like, well, screw this. And I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
And then they were like, we're out. And then they probably tried to, like, they probably thought it was going to be funny by, like, going over the top, and then the scallop thing, and it just wasn't funny.
Mm-mm. A little backfire.
But no. They'll be fine. Everybody's still like they're twins, you know. That's like
you're still gonna love them.
Exactly. Yeah. Like in a month from now, they're gonna be like, oh my god, the twins are so great. It's like, you know, girls like. Even, oh, sorry. No.
Well, don't you think there's something to be said for that when it comes to Dean, too? Like, this will pass.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Dean already has a podcast coming out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And we know that all
has
the...
has a podcast.
We know that...
all the cool people.
All the cool people have podcasts.
No. But what I mean, like, his podcast, because he just announced it, so, like, because I saw it on Twitter, because that's where I get all my news, because I'm that cool guy.
Bikini babies.
Yeah. it's about... it's a relationship podcast.
That should be interesting.
I know. It should be very interesting. You know what's funny, too? I was just thinking about this because we're back on Dean. Like, we're talking about Dean's age, and while I think 26 is a valid argument to, like, being young, I think it's more of, like, Dean's maybe immaturity within relationships because I always go circle back. Ben Higgins was 26 when he filmed The Bachelor.
Right. No, it just
and he is one of the most mature men I've ever met in my entire life. So because I think that too. I'm like, oh, 26 is so young. And then I'm like, hey, shit, that's right. Ben was 26. And it's just such an interesting dynamic.
Everybody's different. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I can't say that everybody at 26, is doing what Dean is doing. But, you know, some people, my brother-in-law was married at 26. Ready, completely ready to be married at 26.
No, like, you're right, though, because you brought it up when you were here, and what you're saying, Jared, too, about Dean, when his relationship with his dad, and that he really expected his father to clear things up, and we were talking about how sometimes you have to be the adult with your parent, and he hadn't quite learned that yet. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he's got a little growing to go through. But the fantasy suites, everything that you guys expected, and more? Gentlemen?
I knew the two relationships that come out of this thing, and I saw Taylor and Derek from the beginning, and that was a good thing. That was a very good thing. They were right for each other, and they still seem to me. I don't know if you guys think they seem pretty right for each other.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. Yeah.
No, I mean, but it's not. But everybody's question is, will they last? Will they last? I mean. It looks right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Seems right. Feels right.
If this one isn't going to last, then I mean.
Yeah.
And and I wasn't completely surprised that Raven ends up taking a liking to Adam. And then when I see them together, I think they're really cute together, actually, last night. And I hadn't really seen them together. Derek and Taylor I had, and that was a first for me. I saw them on TV together. I hadn't seen Adam and Raven. But I think they're cute together. I don't know. I don't always feel that about couples, but
I know
they're together. I mean, they're definitely
Raven, and it sort of gave me some hope because when the whole Robbie
thing, Ryan loves Raven.
Yeah, how can you not, right?
Yeah, Raven's cool. Raven's cool.
So
stuff
when it's whatever. So when the whole Robbie thing happens and she has an issue with the fact that he's got perfect abs and he's obviously everyone makes fun of the hair, but he's the Ken doll, and so I'm like, all right, but. We sort of talked about how she wants.
I think she wanted
somewhat
very much
a regular
guy.
And not that certainly Adam is a schlub like me, but at least he's not a sketch.
Totally.
And he seems just like a regular dude when if you were to hang out with him, like
for the most part, yeah, he's pretty
not a scripted.
I think she wanted kind of the anti-bachelor guy.
Yeah,
that was my theory.
I think she found it.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I agree. I
probably
think
after going through as far as she went on The Bachelor, you probably want the opposite of what you just went through.
Yeah, like this is no Nick.
Yeah.
I will. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, speaking of Bachelor, thoughts on the new Bachelor?
I knew
Ari?
That would come up.
Ari.
Do you know Ari?
Let me try.
I have not met Ari.
Lyon Dyke.
Lyon. That's how you pronounce his last name?
And Jimmy Kimmel said, and who doesn't want to be Mrs. Lyon Dyke? So.
You know what's really interesting?
Because,
I'm not saying. It's interesting when you think about it. There has not been a bachelor chosen from either JoJo season or Rachel season.
Why is that?
That's a great question, isn't it?
What happened?
I have no idea. Because I really don't.
Get the conspiracy theorists out there.
Here's the thing, though. It's very apparent that they wanted Peter. Like, mm-hmm. they were going after Peter hard. And for whatever reason, there was a lot of factors to why he's not the Bachelor right now. I think from both sides. And so I think when they realized that Peter might not be their next Bachelor, I think they wanted to, like, really, all right, let's go in a different direction. And let's not, like, let's do something that people won't see coming. And nobody saw Ari coming.
Mm-mm.
And yeah. so I think they were definitely going for, like, let's, you know, like, remember last year when they had Nick and everybody was like,
What
yeah. the hell is going
no,
on?
See, I think my opinion, and you know a lot of the producers better than I do for longer than I have, I really do think that they like to just watch people's heads explode when they make these decisions, at least as of late. I think they love the idea that, you know, people just figure we're going to go this route or end up taking this guy, and then they go totally left of it, and then I just think they love to watch Twitter totally. Blow up, and people are, who the hell is this guy?
Who doesn't, you know? Like, every company, every yeah. show, whatever you want, wants to be talked about, right?
Yeah,
and so if
course.
You go with the status quo, then
yeah,
you're not,
right. no
you know,
one's
who
be
cares?
Surprise, right?
So I think, yeah, oh, of course I think that.
You get all these
yeah.
people saying, oh, well, I'm not going to watch then, and you're still yeah. going to
yes,
watch.
You are.
Let's check
well,
in
I
with
think
them
you might. My theory is that you might be more intrigued now to watch because you don't have any freaking clue. Like, why did they pick this guy? Who is he?
Well,
so now you might be quicker
let's
to
see
tune
what
in.
They see.
Yeah,
but if
yeah.
you haven't, yeah, if you haven't watched, you know, since he was on Emily season, then you really don't know who this guy is.
And
you're
if
probably
you're not
gonna
into
tune
race
in
cars,
and
cars, you don't know who he is.
Yeah, yeah you're well, probably gonna tune in and find out what this guy is like.
Totally. I will say the one thing, like, so I'm not like a Bachelor Nation guru, like very much like yourself, Matt.
Oh yeah,
I didn't watch the show before. It's actually funny. I'll tell a quick story. Before I went on, like 4 or 5 years ago, I was with my friend Crystal, and we were all at her house. There was like 5 or 6 of us, and I was with my buddy Andrew, and she's a big Bachelor fan. She's the one who signed me up for the show, and she was like, I'm dying to watch this Bachelor wedding special that ended up being Sean Lowe's wedding special. And she's like, please, like, can we just watch it? I DVR it. I can't wait, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, sure, we can watch it as long as you let us, like, roast it the entire time. So here I am, like, 5 years ago, sitting on my couch just, like, making fun of Sean and Catherine to no end, and then here we are, you know?
That's
like,
called part of the world.
Seriously, it's unbelievable. But I also... I think, what were we talking about? Sorry. I lost my train of thought now. Damn
no,
it.
No, we were talking, you know, I know that when I talk to people, what I get are, you know, obviously the diehards, the demographic.
Factor.
Yeah, like the people who are, you know, 20 to 30 that love the show that don't miss an episode. But then I talk to a lot of people that are like 40 and up that, you know, used to watch, but haven't lately. And for some reason, they fell out of love with the show or whatever. So I think there could be also, you know, a factor in picking this individual that might bring some of the old audience back that maybe watched this guy a few years ago.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're trying to, like, sort of bring all the different...
Well, that's a good... So I was just talking to my mom about it. She's a big fan. And she says hello to you both, by the way.
Oh, hi, Mom.
And
hello, Mom.
She asked me, she said, what do you think about the new Bachelor pick? And I said, well, I don't really know him.
Mom asked you?
She did. I said, but, you know, he seems like a good dude. I saw him on GMA, and she said, after his season, I wanted him to be the Bachelor so bad.
It's interesting, right?
And I'm so excited that he's the Bachelor now. And she's, you know, in her mid-70s, and so excited that Ari is going to be the Bachelor. So maybe you're onto something there.
I think
there.
People have a soft spot for him.
Could
that's the only thing I can
people who
figure.
Might maybe stepped totally. Away, and they're going to keep all the people that are watching now. Let's
oh,
be
yeah.
If you're listening to this, and you're going to watch.
You're
going to watch.
Totally.
Here in January,
you're not going away.
But there are some people, I think that's a good point, that maybe stepped away, and now you bring back some of the older viewers,
yep.
and not even just age-wise, like my mom, but just that gave up on the show, that maybe will come back.
Do you think social media has helped or hurt viewership of this show?
Helped. 1,000%.
That's my only concern about it, because if you think about it, like, it's going to sound bad, but, like, Dean you would think of, right, who would be, like, the youngest one, right? When you think, you know, think of, like, a young guy, you're like, oh, Dean. And he's got the most social media following of anybody mm-hmm. from a while. So it makes me think, like, well, who's watching the show these days? Is it a younger generation or is it an older generation? And so now they've picked someone that maybe this younger generation hasn't seen and maybe not that invested in. So they are taking a risk of those people not watching.
But if you already have one part of the market cornered, the younger generation,
that's my theory.
You advertisers want you to also bring in another part?
Yeah, I don't think it's the Bachelor or Bachelorette's social following that matters so much as social matters to the show. So the discussion around it, you know, you live tweet it and you watch it with your friends and it's what you talk about. I don't think it necessarily matters that, oh, this person has more followers than that person. It's more about the conversation that happens during the show. That's where I think it's important. And that's where, you know, when we're talking about the producers like to make people's heads spin, you see them doing that right on Twitter in real time. They're like, oh, well, it's not going to be Nick. And we didn't say Nick. Yeah. And, you know,
well, that's twice.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Back. So those are the type of things where you can use social media just to keep the story going, even when there's no story to be told. Mm-hmm. So you can just keep it, you can keep stoking it for as long as you need to without any other platform. You don't need to go on a show. You don't need to have time. You just, whenever you want, you can stoke the fire and people are always talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 365 story. It's just always happening because it's whenever you want it to.
Yeah.
Are you still contractually tied to ABC?
I'm not. No,
the
no.
Bachelor and any of it?
No. No, I'm not.
I think are you, Matt?
Yeah, you are.
You still are, right?
Yeah, you are.
6 months. Anyway.
So that means no participation in Winter Games for you.
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, that's open-ended. I like that. Open-ended. So you would do it.
I'd be open to the idea of doing it. I mean, who wouldn't be?
Yeah,
I'm sure Matt would be too.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'm getting especially the fact that I think it's going to be shot right in our
Maine
backyard.
Or Vermont.
Vermont.
That's where
it is. Vermont.
We could get you guys going head to head.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't really know what the format's going to be.
Nobody knows what the format is.
Or I've heard a lot of things, but
I don't think anybody knows what this show is going to be like.
No.
You know?
The one thing that I'm banking on is it's going to be, I think they're going to go a little bit left of love and relationships.
Survivor-ish.
Yeah, I think it's going to be their competition.
I think it's going to be very similar to Paradise, where it is like supposed to be dating and relationships, but it's more fun and lighthearted.
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming that's what Winter Games
is. And obviously, it's a little more fresh for you, Matt, but it's sort of, I think people want to know for both of you, would you both do Paradise again?
Oh. Well, I look back. No, I look back and I'm not so happy with my experience, but
you were fine.
Yeah, no. I'm fine with the way that it with.
Oh
with
yeah,
the way,
your experience in general.
Yeah, I just thought I would have. I mean, these guys. I've been saying, well, I have no regret, and I don't. I think it was time for me to leave. I'm glad I did, but it is a fun place to be. And then now I kind of look back and say, man, that was the highlight of the summer, hanging out with all these people, and you know, you make memories that you'll never forget. But a little tainted just because I got wrapped up in the nonsense. So, if I, you know, everybody, hindsight's 20/20, right? You look back and you might have done things a little differently. I might have just hung back a little bit longer, waited to see what would have been a better fit for me.
You make
as far as meeting someone.
The next time you go.
Yeah, I mean that's the only
so
thing. I think if you play it right, it can be a good experience, right? I mean, you came away with positive things out of your
I think like it's hard, right? Because my experience, I can totally relate to that, where it can be very stressful and difficult, and it really forces you to make tough decisions on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you learn a lot about yourself. I think you're not confronted with such difficult decisions in everyday life, so you know, in normal life, you can kind of like veer away from having to make a tough decision. You can kind of fade away. Whereas if you're on The Bachelor, you're really forced to kind of, you know, showcase to yourself what kind of person you are by, all right, here we are. We're in this situation. Yep. What am I going to do? Like, what kind of person am I? And so I do actually really respect the show for that. Having said that, it doesn't make it easy. It doesn't, like, mean that you want everything you do filmed.
Right.
So I think it's tough. I think that I have a lot of, I mean, I always look back on my time at the show with a lot of happiness.
Yeah.
And so.
No, I, again, there was.
So, yeah, I'd be open to it again, sure.
I wouldn't completely rule it out.
Yeah. Totally.
I mean, but I don't know. You just think 30 years ago, like, you find your wife on TV. That seems so obscene.
Makes a great story.
And now it's happening on the regular. No one even bats an eye.
Totally. I thought you were going to be like, oh, it's ridiculous to find your wife on TV.
No, like, Tinder. Oh. No one ever thought that anyone would ever take online dating seriously. And that you found your wife online.
Totally.
Joke, and now it's,
it's a normal thing.
It's a
part
normal
of the story.
Thing.
Totally.
I mean,
It's insane. You just open up your phone and you're exposed to thousands of people, and like, you can go on this show and possibly find, you know, the love of your life. Look at Carly. Carly's pregnant. Jade and Tanner just had their little girl, Emmy. And so it's certainly possible. Caitlin and Sean will probably be getting married very soon. And
what about you two?
Yeah, we're going to marry each other very soon as well.
I think you're a great couple.
You would make a great couple.
You're both
planning
non-confrontational.
That's true.
You're very, like, physically...
It's a good-looking couple.
Yeah, I like it.
Good picks. You can see it.
I feel it.
Not really, but it could work.
No, but what I was going to say was, in all seriousness, like, you have to make these decisions on the fly. I mean, even you see Dean a little bit. He's sprinting back and forth across the beach trying to keep both women happy. But, I mean, you are... It is an expedited approach to finding love, and you need to just make, you know, use your best judgment in the moment. But, like, again, it is similar to Tinder. But I think that's why you can't blame a lot of the guys for going out with one girl, then going out with another girl. You know, you're there, especially this season was an abbreviated period of time. So you need to sort of, take the best approach to finding what it is that you came for. So if it means going out with a couple girls, if it's a bit of a speed dating experience, I don't think that's so bad. Obviously, all the girls that were on the beach would disagree. But, to me, it's like a new approach, a new wave approach to trying to start a relationship with a little bit of old school flair. Because you have to go hang out with this person on the beach and have real conversations, face-to-face conversations, as opposed to everyone else who hides behind their cell phone and, you know, like, goes back and forth about when we're going to get together, and then sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Here it's like, okay, here's the date, have a conversation, decide if you like each other, and then we'll go and have a good time. So it happens fast, but at least you're having real human interaction. And that's why people that knock it don't understand. You have no distractions. You're not at work. You're not around your family. So you really get to, like, zoom in on trying to find somebody. And that, to me, reminds me of, like, probably our parents, what they had to do when they were 30 years ago. And, you know, you had a landline, and that was the only phone you had to call someone. And if you wanted to spend time, you actually had to go out on a date. You couldn't just FaceTime the person.
Totally. And as cliche as it sounds, you have to open yourself up to the process. I know that's the dumbest thing I've possibly ever said.
But it's true.
But it's so true, because if you go into this thing, or even while you're there, and you're like, I'm not doing this. I'm listening to my head. Because I remember, like, Tanner. Tanner was one of my closest friends from the show, and he was like, I remember at the end, like, before I left the day before the last rose ceremony, and I remember talking to him, and I was like, are you going to propose? He's like, no, I'm not going to propose. And then I come back a week later, and I got a text from him. He's like, so, guess what happened? And he's like, he's like, listen, like, I just, you know, you got to take a leap of faith. Like, I never want to be without Jade. I love this girl. I can see the rest of my life with her. So, I got to try. And I was like, that's pretty awesome.
And it clearly worked.
But, like,
out.
His head would have been like, no, do not do it. And now look at him. And so, like, if, granted, it might not have worked out, but it did.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think there are more success stories in Paradise, or to come out of Paradise, then there have come 100%. Out of Bachelor and
totally
Bachelor.
So yeah, far. Probably if Derek and Taylor work out, that's 3 out of 4.
Yeah,
and I mean after Bachelorette 14, starring both the twins, and they go and pick, you know, and then you guys both go to Bachelor in Paradise, and then they need a new Bachelor. Would you both be the Bachelor? Not together, but.
I'm never going to be the...
Ari thought he was never going to be the Bachelor. So
if they came to you, like, next year or a few years down the line, and they asked you,
like, you're
would you
Ari
consider
this
it?
Time, and they say...
I don't think they're going to ever ask.
No, we're not asking if they...
Of course I'd be open to it. You get your fairy tale ending, you know? That's something everybody wants.
So, yeah, I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself.
All right.
If
we might
in that
have,
rare circumstance.
I can't wait. We're going to go back and come. But we're going to get quoted in all the big stories about how, yes, we heard here first when they were open to being the Bachelor.
Yeah.
But not to digress, but wait. So you said you left because, again, I didn't watch.
Yeah, so I left. So
did what I did.
Pretty much.
So similarly.
Yeah, wasn't the Rose Ceremony. Was that... I left, yeah, the day before the last Rose Ceremony.
When you
it's
had
very
the
convoluted
rose?
And all. No, so what the... No, it was like couples only, right? Okay. So like the way it worked out for us was like both last Rose Ceremonies is couples only. If you don't think that you can try to get an engagement by the end of this, like you should not be here the last week because it's all fantasy suite. It's couples only. And so I was not in that particular state with the girl that I was
completely
talking to at that time, and
which
so
was who?
Ashley,
oh, was
Iaconetti.
yes, who you're
the
still
wonderful,
in
still friends with,
still
yes,
friends with, yeah.
It's a very weird dynamic, but it'd take me 4 hours to explain, but she's a really, really good soul. So anyway, long story short, I left, and then the next year I came back, and I was there the first day again, and then Kayla came week three, and I had a thing with Kayla, then Ashley came, and then like was still saying that she still had feelings for me, but it's a long story, and then she went on a date with Wells, and her and Wells was trying to do a thing, but it's a long convoluted story. And then so Kayla felt threatened by Ashley. I don't really know. So she left, and then so I left. I went after her. They had I'll tell you what happened after this. But it's the most ridiculous.
A nice
thing.
Little wrap up summary of the last three seasons, right there. We covered all the bases today.
Do you and Ashley have a pact? Like Danielle and Wells.
So it's actually quite funny because, like, I don't think viewers will understand it if you're listening. But like, so at Last Paradise, Ashley and I were not really friends, and so we had a lot of differences. And then there was a lot of things that occurred after the show between Kayla and myself, and things that came out during the show that maybe I wasn't told truthfully. I don't know. It's a long story. So like, there was a lot of friction between the two of us, between all three of us, Kayla, myself, and Ashley. And then Ashley and I, after a while, like, started becoming friends. Again, we were at a really good place, and she was really going after Wells, and so we started becoming friends again. Now we're in a great place, and so, but like, yeah, we said we talked about it on Olivia's podcast, and we said 35 is our pack.
You bumped it up 28.
I know. Well, I was like, damn, I gotta get going. Well, she was like, well, I gotta start, you know, 35 is my limit if I want kids. And I was like, well, that's not gonna happen. But
oh my god,
I'm kidding, I'm teasing. Come on now.
She's always hanging out with Dean.
Yeah, dude, it's unbelievable. Like, people are like, oh, I feel so bad for Ashley. Are you kidding me? Do you follow her Instagram? She hangs out with me, Dean, Ben Higgins.
Yeah.
She hangs out, who the hell else? Luke all the time. She hangs out with all the Bachelor. I was like, who is feeling bad for Ashley Iaconetti right now? She is living the dream.
She's gonna be
okay.
She
was on Millionaire Matchmaker too.
Yes. Oh, don't tell me about that. Dude, that was terrible. That was that was filmed like last. That was before Last Paradise.
Yeah.
So you want to hear?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll dig deep. Dive.
Give us a fun story to leave off. Give us a fun story.
Come on.
It's not.
You're committed. You stepped in it. You got
to... I know. She filmed it. It was a long story. Yeah, long story short, I remember Ashley did not... Like, I remember I got a call for Paradise, and I told Ashley, I was like, hey, I'm thinking about going back on Bachelor in Paradise, and she was like, I don't want you to go on. She's like... But she was like, I don't have feelings for you, but she's like, I can't imagine you, like, watching you fall in love with somebody else on TV. Like, I just can't do it. And I remember being like, well, Ashley, like, I care for you a lot, but I need... Like, I can't base this decision off of how you feel. And I remember, and then I found out that she did Millionaire Matchmaker, and I was like, so you can do reality TV based around love, but I can't. I remember, but it was, you know,
a little bit of a double standard.
Exactly, but you know, Ashley, and we talked a lot through it, and then obviously I thought we were fine going into Paradise, and then she came in, and all hell broke loose. So, but she's a good one. She's just, and it's cool too. Like, now that, like, if you listen to Ashley too, she's like, she talks about how much she's grown over the past 2 years, and she said it was mostly because of Paradises. So I feel
maybe get her on Ari's season.
Oh no, I don't think Ari's her type. maybe if it was Peter, I think Peter, she would have been totally down to go back on. I don't think she actually would have, but.
Well, at least we have two matches made in heaven in paradise this time around.
And what do you guys give it for O'Connor? Chances of?
I think Derek and Taylor have a really good chance. I think they're really cute together.
I do too.
I hope they don't get married too soon. I hope they take their time.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
I really do.
Because she's young. She's 23, I think.
I'm thinking next year's paradise. That makes the most sense. That way they get a year to sort of
give it at least a year. Totally.
That'd be perfect.
And then you guys can go and
be part of the
free
wedding.
Trip to paradise.
Totally. I'm down.
And then you can invite us.
I know, that's too bad.
Yeah.
See, that's part of what I'm getting at, too.
You guys would have gone to the wedding.
Our experience was a little bit tainted with this whole controversy. So, I don't think we got the full paradise experience like you guys did.
So
we didn't get to go to the wedding.
And we're all coming with you.
We're all going, baby.
Guys, thank you so much for being on our big finale Bachelor podcast.
This was a lot of fun.
Jared, Katie, Ryan, I'm Christine. I guess we'll see you when we fire up Winter Games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.